They certainly will. That time of the week. Brett Ogle, good morning.
Kerplop.
Kerplop.
How you going?
Good mate. Good. What about Minjing Lee? We've chatted with her.
Minjing Lee.
We've chatted with her a couple of times. She's very, very good.
She's terrific. Young player, only 20 years old from Perth, and always a bright future for this young lady. And it's her third LPGA Tour win, second this season. Right there in the Blue Bay Classic on the weekend. Terrific win too. She held off Aria Jutanagan, who is the world number two, who's won five times this year on the LPGA Tour. But she got to the last hole, Aria Jutanagan, tied with Minji, and sniped it in the water and made six. And Minj made a birdie. And that was that.
Yeah.
Good on her. Happy for her. She's a really good young player. What caught my eye over the weekend was the Queensland Open up at Brisbane Golf Club. Now, we've just had a plethora of amateurs win Aussie PGA Tour events over the past four seasons. A young lad called Brett Coletta won. He's the first amateur to win the Queensland Open since Stuart Appleby in 1991.
Jeez.
And, you know, you put together Brady Watt, Oliver Goss, Curtis Luck, Ben Eccles, Todd Sinnott. All these guys have beaten the pros lately, past few years. We've got just an enormous amount of talent in this country that is just shining through at the moment. And that Brett Coletta, he was the unlucky one to lose out to Curtis Luck a couple of weeks ago at the Asian Amateur to get a start in Augusta National next year. So poor old Brett's got to make a decision now. Do I turn pro and get an exemption on an Australasian PGA Tour for the next 2 years? And he's 20 years of age, so he's probably ready. I think he's done enough in amateur golf to turn pro.
Right. Did you win a Queensland Open at RQ?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Yeah, 1989.
Right. I was just a little boy in shorts and long socks. I remember going down from school to watch you in the afternoon.
Yeah, I did. There was some good pressure play out under pressure at from Jason Scrivener on the European Tour. He 110 players get full playing rights for next year on the European Tour, and Jason Scrivener going into the last event on the weekend, the Portuguese Open. He was 116th, shot 16 under and finished 106th. Now, that's pressure for you. Otherwise, he was heading back to Q School.
Yeah.
That's great for him. Jason Scrivener, another really talented young kid. But I was shocked to see Brett Rumford finish 123rd. Wow. He's going to have limited starts this year. And also Richard Green, two veterans of the European Tour over there. He finished 122nd. So those two guys are going to do it tough next year. They're going to have to wait for starts, and it's going to be stop-start for them next year.
Jeez, they've both had really good European, long European careers as well, mate. It's all about Asia at the moment with all the money up for grabs there. Justin Thomas won last week, and the World Golf Championship continues in Asia this week.
It does. Russell Knox defends this week, and he was in contention at the CIMB Classic on the weekend there that Justin Thomas won. Very hard for me not to see Justin Thomas winning again up there in Asia. 29 birdies he made at the CIMB Classic on the weekend. During the week, he was on fire. I've got him on top again. Very hard to see him get beaten. Dustin Johnson will be in this week. This is a short field with the world's best. McIlroy will be there, all the top players. Dustin Johnson won this a couple of years ago. It's a lengthy golf course. You can get away with a bit of accuracy off the tee, so you need your long game happening. That's why Justin Thomas will be there. Now, Scotty Hend. He shot 74 at the CIMB Classic and finished 7th on the weekend. 74 in the opening round. He gave up 9 shots to the field in the first round and still came blistering home. He could do well this week, and he's had a top 10. He finished, I think, was 9th last year at this golf course. So he's got some form. Maybe throw a few bucks on Scotty Hend this week.
Scotty, he's long off the tee.
Yeah, he is. And if he gets his game rolling, he's proven he's won 5 times in Asia over the past few years. He's got some belief, and he's swinging it great at the moment too. If he gets the putter rolling, mate, he will be in contention this weekend. And he's going to be a long shot too. You might just want to have a dip at him each way.
Okay.
Maybe top 10.
Beautiful.
Justin Thomas just in front of Dustin Johnson for mine this week.
Good stuff, mate. Hey, all the Aussie stuff's not far away now, is it?
Not far.
Yeah, now we've got 3 of them coming up pretty soon. That's why the Queensland Open last week pretty much kicks off our summer of golf. A roll on here, and we start seeing some of the good players come home and get into the big tournaments. But 2017 Hall of Fame too. I've got quickly Ian Woosnam, Davis Love the third, Lorena Ochoa, and Meg Mallon, and English golfer Henry Longhurst, all inducted into the 2017 Hall of Fame. Now, don't forget Drummond Golf, 12 month interest free. You can get
that's nice.
Down there at Drummond Golf. So for all your gear, log on to drummondgolf.com for all your specials. Have a great golfing week, you blokes.
We will, mate. We thank you for your time.
Good on you, boys. See you
well
later.
Well done. Mate. Brett Ogle there.